Now, just before we get to Brad Davidson, punters, I do love our listeners. James, Jimmy Smith has been sort of saying, oh, well, this bloke plays in postcodes number 7, so he'll be being picked for the Australian cricket team, inferencing that Justin Langer only picks blokes from Perth, postcode 7. Well, number 7's actually Tasmania, Jimmy. It's 6 over there in the west. So
sorry.
You're one off, but we do
anyway,
think...
Hence Matt Wade getting selected.
That's right. And Riley Meredith might get selected as well.
There you go.
By the way, can we just finish the Wingman live read? Go to danmurphys.com.au and they'll deliver it for free. Take the Wingman Challenge today. Enjoy responsibly.
Well, one thing I'll just say about that is Jono, Nick, Lauren, Rob, Karen, Laurie, Dave and Ben, we haven't received any Wingman beer at all, only you, so...
That's not true. By the way, the winners of that event...
Well, what's true?
New South Wales Champions of Sport, Jai and Hayden, they've both won themselves double passes. Glenn Munsey's had some.
Well, who cares about Glenn Munsey?
Who cares about Munsey?
I don't know whether Brad Davidson's had any. Morning, Brad.
Good morning, guys. What's this? What are we having?
The Wingman beer.
Oh, I haven't had a drink for 3.5 months, guys. I've been off the booze for 3.5 months, and so no, I wouldn't have.
So, all right. Well,
the relationship's going solid, mate. How good.
Yeah, you're under lock and key.
Geez, they're having a go at me.
Yeah, started with a month free, and I'm up to 3.5, so see how long we can last.
Good man, mate.
Very good. Magic Millions, the market is out, and we were talking a little bit earlier about the autumn features market is up as well.
Yeah, yep, exactly right. All the big races are up. So the Magic Millions 2-year-old classic, of course, in January. I guess our attention starts to turn towards there now after the couple of million-dollar races, the Hunter and the Gong as well. But every rose the favourite for the Magic Millions 2-year-old classic at this stage, $6 ahead of Global Quest and Stella Pauline, both at $8 there. The Magic Millions 3-year-old guineas, Alligator Blood, the equal favourite there at the moment with Yao Dash, but Dynamic Syndications yesterday putting out a tweet saying that Yao Dash won't be heading towards that 3-year-old guineas race. He'll be saved for the autumn and heading towards the Randwick Guineas. So we might have to get the Tab boys onto that and take Yao Dash out of the market for the 3-year-old guineas. And when it comes to the autumn features, all the big names, I suppose, at the top of the betting, as you'd expect, obviously the Doncaster Mile, you've got Colding and Tiako Shark at the top there, TJ Smith Stakes, that's out. Bivouac, Seedance, Nature Strip, and Yes, all joint $8 favourites there. And a couple of other markets out there as well, the QE, course, and then you've got the Tab Everest and the Caulfield Cup out for next year. But the QE, Liz Grishu, the $4.50 favourite ahead of Castelvecchio, $6, and Melody Bell there at $8.
And this Hunter, we're going up to Newcastle, of course, Thursday for Friday's show, and then the race day on Saturday. It's going to be tough, that bottom half of the field, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be really tight, isn't it? You got a horse like Signore Fox, who would be, I guess, a genuine sort of lightweight chance there at odds, but it's 22nd in the order of entry at the moment, bobbing 23rd. Those sort of horses, they're going to be on the borderline, even Miss Fabulous at 21. We'll see if she can make the field, obviously only a field of 15. And when you've got $1 million up for grabs, you don't see many of those who have nominated don't accept for the race, because they've obviously A, either targeted it, or B, I'm going to give it a good crack for the big prize money. So we'll wait and see. Obviously, the field's out today. We'll see how that field shapes up. But, it'll be interesting who grabs those last couple of spots.
Running at Hawkesbury today, mate. Have you got one for us?
Yeah, I had a couple, but one was scratched this morning. So that was Kentucky Tornado in the last. So we'll have to wait another day for him. I thought he could run a cheeky race fresh. But race 6, number 3, Gimme Shelter, I thought was the best there today. Always had a bit of time for this mare. She had some really good form lines, Saturday City Class form lines, last preparation around the likes of Sir Elton and Spiritual Pursuit. She returns here 1,000 metres fresh. She always goes really well fresh. Both her first up runs have been really good and hidden runs on paper. So expect her to just park off the speed here and have a turn of foot too strong for these late in the piece at Hawkesbury today.
All right, mate. Race 6, number 3, Gimme Shelter. We'll put those out on social media. Of course, we've got to remind people about the Calcutta on Thursday night up there at the Commonwealth Hotel. Any revision as to whether you'll be there or not, Brad?
No, unfortunately, I'm going to be struggling. I've got a few...
He's under house arrest.
Friday night. And, so would love to be there, but I'll do my best to buy a couple of...
I think there's a couple of good theatre companies up in Newcastle, mate. You can get up there and check them out.
Yeah, I could get a bit of practice in, but no.
I think Brad will be actually on the coverage Friday night, Canterbury.
Okay.
And because that's one thing that's starting up, Canterbury Friday nights. which is enormous.
To start this Friday.
Yeah, that's crept up on us. So,
isn't it?
And that's a great evening for the family to get out to with all the markets that are on and the good quality racing. It marries up beautifully, doesn't it, Brad, with that racing in Moonee Valley, and you can have a flutter on a Friday night.
Yeah, it's outstanding. Friday night, you get the food trucks, you get all the entertainment, all the activities for the kids out there, and we're really looking forward to being part of the coverage again this summer.
Yeah, fantastic. Good on you, Brad.
Thanks, guys.